Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. We there.
A little breaking news from the world of college football. Bruce Feldman reports that Mark D'Antonio is stepping down as the head coach of Michigan State to spend more time with his family. And apparently, a couple weeks after he vested a $4.3 million retention bonus. Well played. The finesse is strong in Mark D'Antonio. But his name has come up in a lot of questionable areas in Michigan State athletics. There were a lot of people considering that their season was subpar, thought that this might be a good time for him to exit, and apparently the exit was well-timed if that's true about the retention bonus he got 2 weeks ago for $4.3 million, and I'm out. That sounds like a great idea. To talk about that and more things this afternoon is the afternoon show of McNeil and Parkins. Today, it's Spiegel and Parkins, or Parkins and Spiegel. How does this work?
No, it's Spiegel and Parkins.
And Parkins was the old show.
That's a huge can of worms now. Things are going to be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to be able to handle it.
But alphabetically, it's Parkins and Spiegel. But right. Spiegel and Parkins actually sounds, from a sonic standpoint, sounds better.
So I might have a little bit of an ego. No, but I don't. It's like one thing in this business that I never
it
got.
It shouldn't.
I never thought. But the company does look at like who the first name on the show is.
Yes, they do.
It's often the driver or the person that's paid more. It's a weird thing that the business thinks the first name on the show matters when I think it should purely be what sounds better.
Correct.
Mike and the Mad Dog. It would have been ridiculous. Mad Dog and Mike. Like, Mike and Mike in the morning. You never knew which Mike was first.
Bors and Bernstein.
No, you knew.
Yeah.
Because the one Mike got $6 million and the other Mike didn't.
Yeah, but he got the $6 million when he went to TV. When they were doing radio, they both did very well.
But Bors and Bernstein, I mean, Bernsey drove that thing forever. And also, one syllable first, and Bors was the Bigfoot, you know, predating, but everybody knew who was running that show.
Yeah, but I mean, Boomer and Carton, like, I was a Carton guy. You know what I mean? Like, Boomer was the athlete. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Deserved to go first, but Carton was the radio guy. So I never had a problem with my name being second on the show.
Rowan Gary, when Gary was the bigger fish at the time that they got together, but it sounded more like Stephen Gary, which sounded better.
Right. And Roe was like the establishment guy. Like,
right. You know, that's often the case, is that sometimes the first name is the jackass and the second name is the likable personality. So Parkins and Spiegel.
So Parkins and Spiegel.
So now,
but that goes against Boomer and Carton.
Wow.
Yeah, Boomer was the establishment guy.
That's true.
So who knows?
So you said Mark D'Antonio is retiring to spend time with his family.
With his family. He wants to spend more time with his family.
The reference that I always think of is when Stan Van Gundy quit as head coach of the Miami Heat. He had just taken them to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2005, but everybody was shocked that he quit to spend more time with his family to be replaced by his boss, Pat Riley, who then won the NBA championship the very next year. So it was like, there's no way Stan Van Gundy wants to spend more time with his family. He got pushed aside, so they used that. So now, I have since said, Mark D'Antonio is retiring to spend more time with Stan Van Gundy's family.
Or Urban Meyer's family. You could also do that.
Right, exactly.
Spending more time with Urban Meyer's family.
And whatever your first thought is for somebody who used that as a complete load of crap for why they're walking away from a job.
So I might be the sucker in the room, but I believe that Urban Meyer's done. I believe it.
No, I
I know.
I don't buy it just because of who he is.
No, I know. I don't think that he wants to be done, but he has something growing on his brain. But you know what I mean? Like that they're not making up that medical diagnosis. He's not faking those debilitating migraines that has him keeling over on the sideline.
But isn't it possible that he thinks he's done and that he would like to be done? But that still might mean he's not done because he just can't freaking help himself. And at a certain point, it becomes appetizing enough when the spotlight reaches for you. It's like Doug Collins who just kept taking jobs and we would all be like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, but Urban Meyer it's not the competition-aholic side of it. He clearly is that. Like if Urban Meyer was physically able to coach, he would be coaching. He'd be the Browns coach. He'd be the USC coach, whatever. He has a mass growing on his brain.
Well, wait, the USC job hasn't come open though, right?
Yeah, technically not.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's table this conversation until they fire Clay Helton.
I know.
And then let's see, because I feel like that's the kind of job that Urban's like, I think I can hand manage all of this stuff.
I know. How obsessed with your job are you when you've literally had brain surgery already? This is a documented thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, and it's back. And people are like, he's still going to coach again.
Well,
that is a pathological amount of competitiveness that even I can't relate to.
Is an arachnoid cyst, which is what he has, is that exacerbated by stress of coaching?
That was what it was.
That's why he stepped away. He would have those moments on the sideline where
he would literally be like, they'd score a touchdown over, and he'd be doubled over in pain, not watching the game.
Who was the coach who just kept having seizures?
Jerry Kill.
Just he would have one after other and just kept coaching through it because he couldn't stop himself.
And I'm pretty sure that he
was. Nice guy, by the way, Jerry.
Super
Kill.
Nice guy, yeah. And a good football coach. That divorce with Minnesota was not great. That wasn't a great thing. It strikes me as one of those guys that you should have in the role that – did you guys watch any of the stuff that HBO did with the college teams this year?
No, I didn't.
It was really good. So they did Bama, Washington State, Arizona State. I forgot what it's called. But at Arizona State, Marvin Lewis is just kind of walking around in Tempe.
Hanging out with Herm.
And Herm is just like, look, can you look through our tape and see if there's stuff that we're missing? That's the type of role, like an Urban Meyer or a Jerry Kill. Like, that's where those guys could have that thing where you're connected, you're talking with players, you're helping out, but you're not the guy that everything falls upon.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I definitely think that's in play for Urban Meyer, and he was great on TV, and that was a successful endeavor that Fox took over.
Maybe 24/7. Like, I think it was part of their 24/7
right,
series.
They started doing that for boxing right back when. It was for De La Hoya.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were doing it with the college football team. It's a pretty good series. Also, if you haven't, you saw it, right? You saw the Saban and Belichick.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you see his speech?
Not yet.
It's worth your time.
I'm sure it is.
It's worth your time because you get to see Belichick kind of be a human being.
Well, see,
more so than Saban.
Don't we know now that he's a human being? I mean, like, there's been enough times now, whether it was him driving his boat around on that NFL Life One, and like him hanging out with Bon Jovi. Now this week we get
with the six rings.
Yeah, Belichick with the six rings. You know,
just walking around Miami,
unzipping it in front of everybody, and we get Belichick on the beach with Gronkowski. Like, I've personally have turned the corner from wow, Belichick is a human being story. So like, oh yeah, stop. I get it. He's a freaking human being.
Well, he
fine.
Is. And, but you would think that Saban, because he's got more of an outward personality, and you find out that Saban's the guy that doesn't have a life.
He's a dark, twisted MF.
The best part of that in terms of the human side of these guys from that documentary is they have footage of each of them walking their daughters down the aisle and speaking at their daughters' weddings.
Wow.
And Saban describes his daughter in his speech as the father of the bride as gritty. It is the single coachiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like, Bill's getting emotional, like talking about
Bill
his
is
daughter,
a human being
who his daughter looks exactly like him. By the way, it's weird.
doesn't seem like it should work.
That's fine.
Reminds me of when Joakim Noah's sister showed up, and we were like, wow, she's attractive, but she looks exactly like Joe. What does this mean?
And it means that Joe's an attractive man.
A man.
That's what it means.
It's a pretty family. That is a pretty family.
Yeah, they do all right.
Yeah, sons of Miss Sweden, right?
And Yannick.
And Yannick.
He's a good-looking man still. Yeah.
But he literally describes his own daughter gritty. As gritty at the wedding.
What position does he think she should play?
Corner?
Yeah, split up.
Got her at corner. Yeah. So what are you guys going to do on the show today?
We're hanging out, man. Whenever Spiegel and Parkins or Parkins and Spiegel get together, we just like to hang out.
Spiegs and Park?
Sure.
Park and Spiegs actually sounds better.
That works. Mm.
You could go Park and Spiegs. You can't go Spiegs and Park, but you could go Spiegel and Parkins.
My wife started to call me Spiegs the other night. We were playing cards, and I think she was doing it just to annoy me, you know, just to like dig in. You know what? I think I'm just going to call you Spiegs when we're playing cards, and she tries to taunt me and trash talk me.
I find it strange when Mel calls me Lawrence. Like, I think it's because usually it's a pet name. Usually it's babe, honey. But I feel like whenever she says my name, I'm in trouble. I feel like that's a prelude to I'm about to get punched in the face.
Do you guys have a code name that maybe she doesn't even realize she uses when she's done being mad at you and she's transitioning back to being in love with you?
Sweet.
I get dork. Like, she calls me, come on, you dork, instead of like whatever she might have called me or whatever anger might have been happening.
Whatever 4 or 12-letter words she called you before.
Whatever it was when she says, oh, you big dork. I know, like, whew, all right, I'm okay.
You got through the storm.
I weathered that storm.
I've weathered
mine is purely tone. Like, I just notice tone shift, and it's just like a thawing of an iceberg.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, you can read the tone.
Yeah, I can hear the tone, too, but I realized lately that her default is to go back to calling me a dork. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll take that one.
I love you too.
I'm usually offered something like, are you hungry? Like that, like, would you like something to eat?
Oh, yeah,
like,
the niceness returns.
Like, that's usually the thing. I'm like, oh, I'm back.
I got orange juice in bed this morning. It felt good.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Well, there's no baby there.
You?
She always does.
She always does.
I assume.
But it's been stopping for last couple of weeks. It's.
You know,
slowed
with
down.
Having a baby. Yeah.
She had the audacity.
And being in the hospital and her being, you know, an emergency delivery. But,
She had the audacity to bring in another priority to the house.
But no, tonight and yesterday, I was doing night shift at the hospital, and she was going in the mornings. And when I woke up today, after she had left and said goodbye and went to the hospital, there was a glass of orange juice on the nightstand. And I'm like, we're back.
She says with pulp.
You like it with pulp?
Not this much. I like the one that says some pulp.
Me and Tony. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Hub at 4, we are discussing what should have been, could have been for NBA All-Star Weekend and what it's actually going to be.
With Hub?
With Spiegel. No, there was a semicolon there. I didn't pause long enough.
He did used to run and basketball news.
we'll bring it up.
Yes. Pro Football Weekly and basketball news.
Yeah, who hosted the basketball news?
Was it Brian
hour-long
Shaw?
Show?
It was someone like that. It was definitely a former Laker, a quasi, maybe even Laker head coach type.
Was Jim Clemens involved with
that? That's who it was. That's it. It was Jim Clemens. He was the basketball news of Pro Football Weekly and basketball news.
That's tremendous. In a related story, Bernsey left his Twitter open. Is there anybody that I should DM? Would anybody like me to DM someone on Bernsey's behalf?
Don't look through the man's DMs.
No, I got to log out here. Oh, wait, no, it's Connor. It's Connor's Twitter.
Oh, well, then DM away.
Yeah.
Then DM away.
Shakira.
You watch through it and it washes over you?
I'll DM Bernsey through Connor.
that's good.
Perfect. Yeah, give him some stories for the Midday Midway tomorrow.
There All right, well, you guys have a wonderful show.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I'm going to go get a haircut, and then I'm going to go be on STL tonight from the tower. So that'll be good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a nice set over there, the mock set.
It is.
The big one's coming. I know the big one's coming. I've seen pictures. I know.
Man.
I know.
Soon.
You gotta
When's the launch date?
We I'm guessing the end of March. Like, before, I would imagine that they want to show that thing off as baseball season.
White Sox opening day
gets underway.
Yeah, but you got to go full length though. That you got a full length sartorial splendor all
it's
the time.
Pretty nice. No, well,
no,
we'll see. They're lightening up on that, which is good for. But I always feel weird because I don't feel like I have a good mid range game. I feel like my 3-point game is good. Like, I feel like I got a good suit game.
Your in between game is tough, though.
It's rough. Like, figuring out type of jeans with a jacket.
You're getting older. Post up. You know, that's what they do. That's a mid range game of its own.
Be Antoine Carr.
Analytics have taken the mid range game out of the game, though.
It's so true.
That's true.
So
maybe I just go suit the whole time.
Yeah, this metaphor got lost a long time ago.
All right, I'm going to get out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.